Hey, hey, everybody! Merry Christmas! From the mother effing shit show with J-Bo, otherwise known to the straights as TSS with J-Bo. Dig it in, man, this is the Ronettes. Sleigh ride. Yeah. All right. Enough of that. I don't think we can get away with much more than that. I think my brother was recently telling me about bumper music laws, and basically you can only play 8 seconds of any song. I tried to look it up. I didn't find the answer, but, you know, they can come sue me. You know, that's fine. The Ronettes, I don't think the Ronettes are that type of those type of people that might sue me for using 12 seconds of their Christmas classics. Anyway, that's a great song. That's called Sleigh Ride. The Ronettes, that's what Ronnie from Phil Spector's ex-wife, the same Ronnie that Eddie Money, RIP Eddie Money, talks about when he in his great 1980s hit Take Me Home Tonight. He says, just like Ronnie sang Be My Little Baby. That's Ronnie Spector. Yes. I pulled her last name out of my brain. That's Phil Spector's wife. Man, that would have been a fun household at Christmas. How is everybody's Christmas? How are you guys doing? It's the morning. The wonderful thing about podcasting and technology is I can literally speak as I'm doing now, and I can do a few uploads and downloads and crossfades and buttons pushed and this and that and some click and pasting, you know, copy and pasting rather, and the entire world can hear about my Christmas experience. This is going to be quick. This is going to be impromptu, but I wanted to get something out there because, I don't know, Christmas is a beautiful time. It's a beautiful feeling. To set the scene here, I'm sitting in my house. It's an empty house at this point. You know, who knows what I will fill it with in the future, but the girlfriend is gone. Her child is gone. The cats are gone. And all her nice little artistic things are gone off the walls. So I think that means she's gone because actions speak much louder than words. But, you know, we'll see. Things get said. Things get patched up. And then sometimes people just don't ever speak to each other again. And it's just a weird memory. But I am, you know, my mom passed away this year. Thank you for your thoughts, those of you who've been so kind to ask about me and things like that. I'm doing okay. It doesn't seem like the holidays are compounding the loss of my mother for me, like making it worse or anything like that. I've never had an issue with the holidays. It's just, they're nice. They're pretty damn nice. I do miss my mom, of course. I just, you know, miss her influence on my life and just knowing that she's there and knowing that she's, you know, I miss that stuff. You know, she's not there, but knowing that she, you know, is making Christmas so much better for, like, my brother and his kids, you know, and that's actually the hard part is I'm okay. Like, I'm 44 years old, you know, but my mom did a lot. She was the glue to hold a lot of people together and make a lot of people feel good and feel happy. That emotional core is gone. And, yeah, man, Marta Fries, what a wonderful woman. What a fucking funny lady. Here's to you, Mom. I'm going to take a drink out of my Trump Keep America Great 2020 red mug of this beautiful coffee. And I don't know. I guess I can thank her in a small way for turning me on to the coffee I'm drinking. She, you know, the last time I went to visit her, I actually picked up some wonderful, what the hell would it be? Pecan sweetened kind of foo-foo coffee, whatever. It's really fucking good though. I picked up some off. I was out in Tallahassee going to visit my mom and visit my niece who was doing a music recital, and I picked up this great coffee, this southern pecan, whatever. I don't know what it was. A little, you know, maple syrup maybe. I don't know, but it's really, really fucking tasty. And anyway, thanks, Mom. You influence everything. You know, I'm looking at the shoes I'm wearing right now. You bought me those, you know, like, I don't know. I look at my face in the mirror and I think I look like you sometimes. And I, on my, all my little Christmas cards, I try to draw these little like, smiley faces like she used to do. Very simple. She wasn't very artistic, you know. She wasn't like a craftsman, but she would just, she had very distinct handwriting, and it was very playful and kind of cool. And at the end of everything, she'd do these smiley faces, and it was no like great artistic feat. But I find myself little things when I'm like writing my signature, which is very much like hers. Because I used to forge her signature when I was in like second grade, right? My signature, if I just let it go, it's very much looks like her signature. And I do these little, just two dots and a little smiley face, and it makes me think of her. Yeah, so I got some incense burning. I got a candle burning for my mama. And I went to a New Year's Eve party last night. I was supposed to play some guitar with my cousin, but I just wasn't feeling it. I was feeling some anxiety. Not enough anxiety not to show up, but wait a second. I never took that drink from my mom. Here we go. Ah, man, coffee is nice. Coffee is the ultimate mood stabilizer. I mean, mood lifter. I mean, Jesus, it's really nice, you know. When you're going through a few things, I mean, you can take Adderall, you can take Prozac. I just take coffee, man. Not that I'm going through that much, to be honest. It's just, I love coffee. It makes me do the same shit, but with much more enthusiasm. You know what I mean? Like, you just feel good. You feel good about things for no apparent reason. It's straight up a drug, you know. I mean, obviously caffeine's a drug, but it's a pretty safe one. I went to a Christmas Eve party last night and played Cards Against Humanity. And there are some really dirty, dirty, dirty cards in Cards Against Humanity. Basically, that's a game where you kind of, you sit around a table with some people. One person pulls a black card and they sit it down and they say, you know, I was in the desert and totally destitute because of. And then everybody else has these white cards. And they have these just bizarre random sayings. It's like Mad Libs kind of, but it's dirty as fuck. Like nobody could even say the cards. And these were mostly adults. And like when parents would come around of some of the people at the table or uncles, they couldn't even like speak it. They were too embarrassed. Like it was all about coming and being balls deep in a fucking pig. You know, just crazy ass shit. Like the craziest shit you could come up with. And yeah, it was really fun though. I had a great time. I tried to make a rule where the people had to say it, but that's me, you know, pushing the envelope with just a little bit. I don't think that changed anybody. I think they still kind of didn't say the really, really nasty things. But I guess all the really nasty cards had been taken out and put towards the top. So I thought that's what the game was like. I was really excited, like really the hardcore shit. But then it got mellow, you know, after that. And it wasn't quite as fun, but, you know, probably more a little more appropriate for the 14-year-old, 15-year-old girls that were, like, playing with us. But their mom was playing with us, too. And so clearly it's a very open and fun thing, and I thought it was hilarious. You know, that's okay for young people to be experienced in the mind, you know, about things and not pretend like they don't know, and for their folks to be open with them. I think it's pretty healthy. I don't know, my mom was kind of that way. So hats off to Nikki for teaching her daughter the ways of the world and not blushing and not turning away when horrible things are said at Christmas Eve, horrible sexual things. Anyway, had some great food. My Aunt Karen's, I think she's a great cook. I don't know. I haven't eaten a lot of her food, but it was all really good. I don't know what she made. I love the Chick-fil-A, you know. There's fucking, anytime you walk into a party and there's Chick-fil-A, just let you guys know, it's a big deal to a lot of people, including myself. I was like, fuck yeah. I tried to go kind of like, quasi-keto or keto, where I was just eating the Chick-fil-A and like some sausage and some sloppy joe mix without the bun. You know, it was kind of fun. Then I went out and I left the party early. Did not play my guitar, which I probably will play today. To be honest, I don't feel like playing today. We'll probably pick three or four songs and just do a couple for the crew, just to say we did, just so that memory is implanted in people's head. You know, I went to the studio a couple weeks ago and finished up these songs. So we'll probably just do those songs that I did because I have them so fresh. You know, it's like a, when you're recording music, it's kind of like it's like you're cramming for an exam sometimes. It's like, okay, I got to memorize these fucking lyrics and I got to memorize the melody. Okay, well, this seems easy. Except if you're like me and you're writing melodies, I don't know. I don't know anybody else's process, but I like to change it up. I like to try to make it interesting. And so I will change little, very subtle changes throughout the song. So by the end, it kind of has built upon it. And I don't know. You got to remember all those. You got to get them just planted into your head. And with the way that cell phones kind of just rack our concentration, that's a little hard sometimes. But and then you got to come up with harmonies. Okay, harmonies for the lead vocal melody you're singing. Maybe two harmonies, you know. Maybe you come up with a separate part altogether that balances out. It's like, it's a big balancing act. And I've always found that songwriting to me is, like, I'm not a math person, right? But symmetry and, like, math, somehow, there's like a balance. When a song for me is perfect, there's a perfect balance. And I can't really even fuck with the song. Actually, lately I have been able to, because a couple songs that I do want to record, I don't think they're like perfect. They're more like great ideas that I didn't add any more parts to. You know what I mean? I kind of left as is. But because they're more like, this is just going to stick in your head, as opposed to this is a perfectly well-balanced song. You know what I mean? There's a slightly different, like these things, there's no bridge, you know, or there's no intro, no outro. It's kind of quick to the point, no faking, cooking MCs like a pound of bacon for sure. And I don't know though, you know, whatever, man, you listen to Jack White's records with the White Stripes, or I don't know, Daniel Johnston, or some of that Nirvana stuff, and I don't know. It's kind of got a demo quality. It's kind of unfinished, but it's kind of cool, you know? And if you can get past your own perfectionistic tendencies, like it has to be perfect, you actually find you might be a little happier, and you might actually be able to put out more music. And it kind of like get over yourself, you know? It doesn't have to be perfect. It can be good, you know, whatever. It can be a vibe. Because the average listener doesn't give a shit, really. Anyway, Christmas, yeah, I went and got my dad last night after that party with the Chick-fil-A. I went out to the nursing home, grabbed him, got his pills, brought him back. It was very important to me, to be honest. I didn't have to do that. In fact, it was my fucking idea. Like, nobody cared, you know? They would act like they cared. But to be honest, it's just a lot of fucking trouble for people to go get somebody, and it's having a hard time, it's kind of disabled, and bring them in and make sure they're okay. It's just a lot, you know? So whatever, I'm no fucking saint, but it was my idea, and he always was here before this year at Christmas. So I wanted him to be here. We woke up at 6:30. We exchanged some gifts. It's kind of funny though. Like, me and him kind of pulled the same trick, but not knowing it. When I walked into the nursing home, he handed me a magazine that had Amy Lee from that band Evanescence on the cover. And he goes, "Merry Christmas." He's like, "It's not much, but Merry Christmas." He hands me the magazine. I go, "Thanks, Dad." The funny thing is I bought him that magazine like 2 weeks ago, you know. But then I bought him a few things. But, you know, he's in a nursing home. He doesn't have like a kitchen, you know. Like, he doesn't need a lot of stuff. He just kind of likes entertainment. I mean, that's where he's at, right? Watches TV a lot. Reads through books, but he can't really see that well. So it's got to be a lot of pictures, right? So I bought him a couple things, and I bought him this Blondie book for my grandma. It's pretty funny, my grandma giving him a Blondie book with these great pictures of Debbie Harry up in that piece. But, you know, he gave me one of the magazines that I bought him, and, like, he doesn't realize his memory's so gone that, like, his entire house is filled with the best shit he's ever wanted, but he's not here anymore. So I did. I found something on the shelf and I wrapped it up and I gave it to him. So I kind of gave him his own present, but I gave him some other cool shit too. But that was something that, like, I don't know, he forgot he had it. So what the hell's the difference? I mean, I'm not taking credit for it, you know, if anybody asked. Obviously, I'm telling it to the world now, but he really enjoyed it. It was the Encyclopedia of New Wave. So he got a Debbie Harry book and the Encyclopedia of New Wave. He got an Addams Family DVD. I gave him a Barnes and Noble card for my brother. You're welcome, brother. And some shirts, man. So, and I gave my grandmother a book by Judge Jeanine from Fox News. It's called like Radicals, Lies, and Weirdos. I don't know. I forget the what it's called, but she was really excited by it. I feel like if she reads it, she's gonna get really fired up, but you know, maybe if she reads these other nice books she got afterwards, she'll kind of calm down and be able to go to sleep. Anyway, Christmas has been cool. I'm gonna sit here, continue to drink my coffee. I want you guys to have a wonderful holiday. You know, if you hear this and you like it, comment back, hit me up on, you know, TSS with Jaybo or the Shit Show with Jaybo. You can find it on Twitter. You can find it on Facebook. My number is 206-321-4321. Feel free to call me if you like. And shit, man, hold on, man. We got some other great podcasts coming up, to be honest. We got my buddy Mike, who transitioned into a female, coming up. We got my other buddy Mike, who is on the Appalachian Trail. We're going to do his final Appalachian Trail thing. I already recorded that, just got to edit it. What's up, Mike? Merry Christmas. And oh, we got this awesome dude named Real Tall News. That's what I call, or we'll call him Tall. And he's like a big time Alex Jones supporter, and he's just a badass. I like this dude. I think we have a lot of cool shit to talk about. Anyway, this is the Shit Show with Jaybo's Christmas episode. Have a wonderful and fruitful holiday, and may you and yours be at peace. Talk soon.
Jesse.